Hello, listeners. I'm Harley Brennan, and this is Caffeinated Convos. Today's drink of the day is actually not caffeine today. I just really have been needing water, and so I just have a water with some liquid IV in it. And it is the peach, sugar-free peach liquid IV. My mom just got it, and she had me try it. With that said, yes, I am home for the weekend. I drove home yesterday. We will get into that later. But first thing I wanted to mention is how much I hate the rain. I know the rain is good for the earth and everything, whatever. And I know it's just the beginning of February, but oh my God. I can't do it. I like being inside. I can enjoy the rain from inside. And like, I usually will leave my door open and just like listen to the rain when I'm nice and bundled inside and dry. But when I have to be out and in it, oh my God. I like am miserable. Like it literally, like people talk about seasonal depression. And I don't think, I definitely don't think I have seasonal depression. I definitely don't. I don't have any depression, thank God. But I meant like, I'm like, I have weather depression. Like when it's rainy, when it's cloudy, it's not too bad. But when it's raining and I have to be in it, oh my God, I just want to freaking cry. Like I want to get out of it. I want to get dry. I freaking hate walking in the rain. I hate even literally walking from my car to my dorm room. Oh my God, it makes me just, I sit in the car and I'm just like, I don't want to get out of my car at all. I just have to like mentally prepare to get out and walk in the fucking rain. Oh my God. I can talk all day about that. Just of how much I hate the rain. Like everyone that knows me knows I fucking hate the rain. That's all I do is complain about it. And of course, my dumbass from winter break left my only good rain jacket here at home. Why or how? I don't know. But the only thing I had up at school was like this Vans kind of. It's more like a windbreaker, really. And it like, yes, I kept me dry, but like it would soak the water in the top. Oh my God, it's awful. But I have like a way better actual rain jacket from my coaching job, and somehow I must have forgot it at home. And so I texted my mom the other day and I was like, yo, is my rain jacket at home? Because it's nowhere here. And I'm like, if I lost that, I'm screwed. And she sent me a picture and we have it. So thank God. Oh my God. And then I was on call last Saturday. So last episode, I was on call that night and it was raining. I think it was raining during our last episode too, but I think I even had the back door open, but oh well. But yeah, so I was on call and it was raining. And so my friend, Sandy, she is my RA friend. She and I were on call and she came to my door because she was also on call Friday night. And she came up to my back door because it was open and she goes, we are not doing tour. We're not going on tour tonight. And I think I mentioned it in a previous episode what tour was, but you just walk around twice a night. RAs, if you're on call, supposed to walk around your community, all the villages, and just check. Basically, the main thing is like you're checking the fire extinguishers, whether they're like up to par or whatever. And then you're just checking for like window screens, anything broken, anything out of the ordinary. Usually like Friday night, Saturday nights, it's obviously a lot more busy at night, and so we're looking also for if anyone's just like out of their dorm, passed out, or stuff like that. Just really anything. Obviously, I have not had to encounter that, but it's just you have to just walk around, you check the pool, whatever, right? And so she comes up to my door and she's like, we're not going on tour tonight. She's like, do you want to go on tour? I was like, no. She's like, oh, thank God. Because you're supposed to go on two a night, and it was like raining, like real, not like drizzling cold, blah blah blah, no, it was raining. So I'm like, I'm not fucking going on tour. And like that night we had like a few lockouts, and then some RAs were also having a movie night in our office, like our AC office. And so we had movie night in there. Then I get a call and someone fucking set off a fire alarm in their dorm room. And to be honest, I can obviously tell that they were smoking and they were high as fuck. And it was a freshman, or I should say first year dorm room. But like, we did not want to deal with it. We did not want to have to write a fucking IR. So we literally just knocked on the door because their fire alarm was going off. And we A, smelled everything. And B, the guy that opened the door, his eyes were red as fuck. But we're like, we don't want to deal with this. It's raining, like, whatever. So we just go in. He looks at us scared. And we're like, I'm like, I just look straight at him. I go, you're not in trouble, but is it like, is there, like, are we okay? Like, is everyone okay? He's like, yeah, yeah. Just set the alarm off. I'm like, it's fine. You're not in trouble. Relax. He's like, all right. And then I go, the PD is going to be on their way. They're just going to turn the alarm off, but they might come into your dorm. So just prepare for them coming into your dorm and checking stuff out. And so the PD came over. We told him what dorm it was. He went in, checked around. He came out and he's like, yeah. He's like, obviously they sprayed a bunch of cologne in there, so I can't really say much, but they obviously were hiding something. But since we can't have any evidence, we can't report anything. So, and me and Sandy go, thank God. And so that was fun. And then I went back to our movie night. We were watching the Twilight series. We watched the first two movies because two of the RAs have never seen them, which is crazy to me, but okay. And then a few people left, and there was like five of us still in there, and we were just talking and talking and talking, and all of a sudden we looked at the time and it was fucking 1:45 in the morning already. And I'm like, yes, it's a weekend, but I usually am in bed by like 11, 12 at the latest. Like, it's 1:45 and I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'm on call. I want to get some sleep. And then, so we go to bed. I walk to my dorm, get in bed. I don't even get into a full fucking sleep. Maybe I went to sleep for 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops. And all of a sudden the phone rings. Oh my God, the phone rings. It is 2:15 in the morning. And my girl Sandy is on the other phone. She's the one that called me. Because I think she had phone one, I think. Yeah, and she had phone one. And she's like, girl, I'm so sorry. We got a lockout in Meritage. Oh, in a village. Oh, well. Oh, well. We got a lockout in this village. And she's like, I tried to do it myself because it was one of my residents. But the card isn't working. I'm like, the MasterCard or their card? And she's like, the MasterCard. Like, because we get like a master key to do lockouts. And I go, okay, I'll be over there. And so we go over there and I'm like, oh, did you call the AC? And the AC on call happened to be my AC at the time. And so she's like, no, I just wanted to see what you thought first, or like, maybe I'm doing it wrong. So I swiped in and the master key wasn't working, but the problem was, like, it wasn't a deadlock because, like, there's different codes that the lights give you, like the red and green lights give you different codes for whatever. And so I swiped it and it was like an encoding error. It was fucking weird. So we had to call the AC, Grace, and I felt so bad. It was almost 2:30 in the morning at this point, and she had to come over. She lived across campus. Came over, you could tell she just rolled out of bed. It was not raining too bad, but it was like raining. But walking up in her pajamas and her hair is like on the side, like she didn't even bother fixing her hair, and I felt so bad. And I go, good morning, Gracie. And so we come in and it's like so when we called the ACs, and because the master is not working, they have to get like a brass key. So it's like a physical actual key that can go into the door and unlock it. So we had to call it, and then it was just weird because the MasterCard wasn't working. And then we tried it on Sandy's door because she's also in the same village, so it would work for her door too, and it worked perfectly fine. So we have no idea, but I guess the residence card was working fine, so we don't know what that was about. So that wasn't fun. And then we finally go back to bed, leaving, going back. She did the, Sandy filled out the forms, went to bed. Sleeping, blah, blah, blah. Actually get to sleep. And then the phone rings again at 5 in the morning. Oh my God, 5 in the morning. And Sandy goes, hey, so we have another lockout because we have to do lockouts together. So like whoever gets the call has to call the other partner. And it's in my village this time. And I always carry the master key on me for like my village just so we don't have to go all the way over to the AC office and come back. 5 in the morning and we're walking over there and it's just like a drizzle at this point. It's not too bad. Walking over there and this girl is outside her front door. Just like standing there in a big hoodie and sweats. And I'm like, I didn't say this, but I'm like, what the fuck? It's 5 in the morning. Like, I get if it was like 2 a.m., maybe 3 a.m. Like, you're getting back from a party. You're getting back from the bar. I don't know. But then it's 5 in the morning. And so we get over there. We're walking over like, hi. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's fine. It's our job. We're on call. It's not like we're on call like every, like, you know, it's fine. Whatever. We do not get many this late night calls anyway, so it's like it's a rarity when it happens. It sucks when it does happen, but it's a rarity. And so Swiper and her card was literally right by the front door, and I was just in my head, I'm like, what the fuck was she doing? Did she sleep somewhere else? Did she like run out to do something 5 a.m. morning? I don't know, but run out, do something, and left her card? Like, what the fuck did this girl doing? We finally go to bed and I don't wake up until 10 a.m. I usually wake up at like 8 or 8:30, but I didn't wake up until 10 because of that call. And then just go about my day. And then that was Saturday into Sunday morning. Then I did my normal Sunday stuff. And then we are now starting lacrosse season this week, starting Monday. And so we had a Zoom meeting for all the spring sports. And it was literally just a Zoom meeting to like introduce new coaches, everyone get to know each other. You just say like how long you've been at SA, what sports you coach, or teams you coach. Just like whatever, get to know you, go over what you should and shouldn't do as a high school athletic coach. Easy peasy. And then Tuesday, I'm finally back into the groove with my one-on-ones with my AC Grace. So we had a one-on-one, and our one-on-ones are so easy because, like I mentioned before, I'm an ops RA, so I just work in the office for most of my, like, I guess paid portion of my job. And so Grace, yes, she oversees all of my, like, me and my resident kind of, like, connection RA job part. But like most of the one-on-one is just like, all right, how are you doing with your residents? Fine. Anything to be concerned about? No. And then she'll ask like, how am I in the office? And it's like the easiest thing ever. Like they'll last maybe 10 minutes. Maybe. Like they're the easiest. I love Grace. She's awesome. It's her first year at my school. I love it. And then Wednesday was normal. Thursday was senior night for my high schoolers, and so that was always fun. It's always a big party. There was the banners everywhere, decorations everywhere. Everyone's just super excited, and it was against a team that, I mean, our team is undefeated in league right now, and we've usually beat every team we played by like at least in league, we've beat every team by at least like 20 or 30 points each game. So, and the team that we're playing is like one of the bottom teams, so last time we beat them it was like it was either 50 or 60 to like 8. I think it was 60-8 last time we played them, I think. Yeah. And then Thursday night we beat them 61-10, so it was like, yeah, I know, it was very slow. But it was fun because then we had the senior ceremony. So how this school does it is that senior ceremony, I'm trying to remember in my high school, I mean, I didn't play basketball senior year. And then my senior year, it was kind of cut short because of COVID. But I don't remember if they did two ceremonies, like one for girls, one for boys, but this school, they combined them. And so they did the senior ceremony after the girls game, girls varsity game, and before the boys varsity game, so in between. And there was 12 seniors, and they actually did really good on timing, because we only started the senior, the varsity boys game, like, I think it was like 4 minutes after 7:30. It was like a 7:30 start time, and we started at like 7:34-ish, whatever. So I was very surprised. Usually senior night, it goes extra long, but it was very fun. Senior night's always fun. And then Friday, I went to work. Thursday night, I packed to come home. I got ready, did like my everything shower, because seeing my boyfriend, so yeah. Enough said. Then Friday morning, I just had my work. I did some room inspections because I worked in the office from, I opened 8 a.m. to 12. And then lovely, lovely Gracie Poo did not want to have a staff meeting yesterday. And so I got to leave right after work at 12. And it was the best thing because I usually have to drive home either if it's a game day for the high school, then I usually drive home after the game. If it's practice, I skip practice. They ended up having like nothing yesterday. They canceled yesterday because they have a game. No, I don't know. Doesn't matter. I'm not here. So I left right after work at 12. It was great. Came straight to the gym. It was so funny. Driving yesterday, came straight to my local gym so I could sleep in yesterday and not have to worry about going to the gym before work. Worked out since my mom didn't get off work until 4. Anyway, I got back around 2 o'clock, did my workout, saw some old coworkers, and then just came home. And then my mom and I went out to dinner. Some plans fell through. We were supposed to go out to dinner with some of her friends, but I guess it fell through. And so her and I went to some hot pot. We love, love, love our Asian food. We always joke about how we must be part Asian, even though we're literally almost, might as well be 0% Asian. Like, it's so funny. But our favorite food is sushi, and we always go for hot pot. We always do Korean barbecue. It's, oh my god, that's all we do. So we went to this place called Sea Pot, hot pot, whatever, nearby, and then we just came home. She is now dog sitting this weekend, of course, and so she slept over there, and I slept at home by myself. And I'm only here for 2 nights, and last night was my only night at home, because then tonight I'm going over to my boyfriend's house, but whatever. And she decided to, get her nails done right now, so that's where she is right now. She was supposed to be in this podcast right now, but then she has a nail appointment, and we have plans, and I want to go over to my boyfriend's after my mom and I's plans. Once she's done with her nails, we're gonna go to REI because I gotta get some stuff. And then I wanna go, gotta go to my boyfriend's house. So I wasn't about to make this podcast either later when I have no time and rush it, or just skip the episode this week, which is not good enough for me. So, so I'm just doing it now. I am home. I am so happy I'm home. Get to see my boyfriend. I have not been home in a full month. And I'm usually come home once a month, so it's kind of normal, but this just felt extra long because there's all those jokes right now that January felt extra, extra long this year for some reason. And it's already over a week into February, so it's like February's gonna go by like that. And then spring break is mid-March. It's a little early. But spring break is mid-March, and it's just crazy because I finished my grad school applications. Yay. I got that out of the way. So now I just basically wait to hear back. Submitted some transcripts. All the applications are done. I wait to hear back. And yeah, grad school, I am obviously hoping to get into grad school. But at the same time, like, I'm at that point where it's like I'm not totally concerned, like, oh my god, if I don't get in, like, I'm gonna cry, you know? I'm kind of like, okay, I am still young. I'm 23. And grad school is about 2 years. And so I'd be 25. That's still on the younger side for, like, an athletic trainer. So I'm not too concerned about that. If I end up taking a gap year, my high school athletic trainer still is there, and she offered me to shadow her for the year, for the gap year. Obviously it's going to be unpaid because she doesn't have that budget, but I'm like, I totally took her up on it. I was like, that would be amazing because I have no observation hours, because I could not apply to one of my schools, which was Long Beach. I couldn't apply there because they had a requirement of 150 hours of observation hours, and if I knew that ahead of time, I obviously would have gotten that out of the way, which, my fault, advisor's fault, probably, but oh well. I did apply to five schools, but two of them sent me this weird email saying my application has been withdrawn for whatever reason, and the reason didn't make sense. And so next week, I have an appointment with my advisor just to talk about it, being like, what the fuck happened? How, one of them said I missed the graduate admission deadline, which, no, I didn't. The only deadline I've ever seen was, like, in February, and it's, like, the earliest one I've seen is February 15th. And I'm like, today's the 8th, and I submitted it, like, so long ago. So how did I miss a deadline? And the other one was like a whole list. It's like, oh, the reason for your withdrawal is one of these reasons. Half of them was something I would have to do. And I'm like, I didn't take myself out, or I didn't blah, 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 you know? So I'm like, and another reason, one of those was you're already a current student. No, the fuck I'm not. I'm like, what? So we're going to see. But honestly, I wouldn't be too mad. One of the two schools that said I got withdrawn, I probably wouldn't go anyway, even if I got in, just money wise. So it's whatever. Ideally, my dream world is just to live at home and go to San Jose State, because that's just driving distance, it's local, it's farther than one of the other colleges I applied to, but still driving distance to me. So we shall see, and hopefully in one of these next few episodes, I'll have more news on that. But yeah, today, my mom and I are going to go to REI, and then I go over to my boyfriend's house, and I'm very excited to be home. It's always just a really short trip, but the next time I'm home, I'll be here for a week for spring break, so it's fine. Yeah, and that's all I have for you today, and stay caffeinated.